Saturday, December 24th, 2022, 5:21 a.m. Okay, it took me a long way to get here as far as starting to paint again on in the studio / garage. So let me get at it here. I've got some stuff mixed up, getting ready to paint some more on the Santiago panel. And I'm out here with Pia the talking dog, who is comfortably laying on her big pillow, her big doggy pillow. And it's kind of cold out here. It's 59 degrees in the studio / garage this morning. I've had the heater on for a while. I'm thinking about getting a more powerful heater because this small electric one ain't cutting it. So I got a lot of stuff to do that I never get around to doing. And I guess that's just life. But I'd like to get rid of some of this clutter here, too. I want to get rid of some of this stuff. I got some stuff that could be recycled that I really don't want to throw into the landfill. Because it could be recycled. You know, it's metal, it's electric or whatever and all that sort of stuff. But you can't just, you know. I guess you could just throw it away, but I don't want to. I don't want to put it in the landfill. Okay, so let me get to painting here instead of talking, and talk to you in a bit. Okay, so 5:35 a.m. As you can see, Pia the talking dog is saying she's got to go outside. So I hope it's not because she wants to go for a walk now because it's way too dark. We've been... It's a couple of days after the winter solstice, so we've been going out to walk around 7 in the morning. It's just starting to break daylight at that point. So I think she might have to use the facilities out back. So I'm going to go take her out and we'll see what happens. I just finished mixing up the paint to start painting, and of course that's when she decides she wants to talk. So be back. Okay, we're back. 5:41 a.m. So let me get back to painting here. Okay, so it's 6:45 a.m. This dog has a great clock, internal clock. So we go walking at 7, so she wants to start going right now. But anyway, so I gotta change and everything before I go out there and start walking, get ready. I'll talk some more when I get back. That's probably about another hour or so from now. So, hold tight. 7:54 a.m. Okay, so I'm back. I just finished putting Pia out backyard. She likes to cool down on the back porch on the cement. She just kind of like crashes. And so I don't know what the deal is. I guess since she's part mostly husky, not just part, but mostly husky, Siberian husky, she likes to stay cool on the cool side. So I've got a change and everything. I did pick up her poop from when she went out earlier this morning. And she had a nice, in case you're interested, she had a pretty good poop on the walk too. Anyway. So I think I'm done with my poop picking up duties for the day. So let me change and talk to the wife, and we'll get back to painting here in a bit. Talk to you soon. Okay, so I had a nice long break here. It's 8:52 a.m., getting late, so I better start painting again. Pia the talking dog's out here with me. She's on her pillow, and she's right back to saying, okay, time to take another nap. So, let me get back to painting. Okay, so it's 12 p.m. And we got some errands to do. We got to feed my friend Ben's cats. And pick up their mail. And they forgot to put a stop on their mail. They went for a Christmas trip down to Arizona. And so we usually are the ones that help take care of their cats. And anyway, we also have some other little errands to do that the wife wants to do. And so we've got to get going here. So I'm going to clean up and end this posting. I'm satisfied with my work I did today on the Santiago panel. Getting close, that's for sure. This one's really going pretty good. I am working from an image of a video that I took of Santiago when I was feeding him at my sister's house. And I found out that I can combine the pigments to get the right colors that were represented in the video. But if you try to adhere to things too much, like this color has to be this color because that's the way it is on the image, it works against the painting. So at one point you have to make a decision to either increase a hue somewhere or decrease the intensity somewhere and that kind of stuff to make the painting work better. So but like I said, I'm really pretty happy with how it's been coming along. Anyway, so that's it for Christmas Eve for now. And so everybody have a good one. Thank you.